Good Thursday. Today is July the 18th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, recently members of the House Ag Committee heard testimony from farmers and ag industry folks about the challenges they've experienced trying to work with the EPA and navigate some of the new rules and modifications that are out there. We're going to take a deeper look at what's going on and what it could mean to our farm after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, ag industry officials and farmers told the House Ag Committee last week they're concerned the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has been charting a regulatory path for the industry largely without their input. Now, through invite by the committee to testify during a hearing focused on the agency's regulation of agriculture, EPA Administrator Michael Regan did not attend. The hearing focused on a wide range of EPA regulations from waters of the U.S. to dicamba to new agency efforts to enforce the Endangered Species Act. Now, House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson said in his opening statement that the Biden EPA has shown an unwillingness to work with farmers and ranchers. Unfortunately, the Biden administration has compounded this uncertainty with an unworkable regulatory regime that creates even greater cost and ambiguity for farmers and ranchers. Now, last April, the committee held a hearing that included Regan to talk about how the agency actions affected farmers. It was the first time an EPA administrator appeared before the Ag Committee since 2016. Now, at that hearing, Administrator Regan repeatedly indicated his willingness to work with farmers and ranchers as his agency promulgated rules and regulations impacting their livelihoods. And while those statements appeared encouraging, since that hearing, the agency has announced an onslaught of rules and regulations that contradicted these collaborative statements. House Ag Committee member David Scott said he believes Regan has made significant strides to include farmers in the regulatory process, and based on the title and tenure around today's hearing, Republicans clearly intend to use this forum to lambaste the EPA for their work, Scott said. Now, all the while ignoring the EPA may be acting in response to court orders and other legal actions, it is apparent that farmers and the EPA can have a working relationship. Administrator Regan has made cultivating that relationship a priority, Scott said. So you can see and hear the discrepancy between how the House Ag Committee members view it and how the House Democrat Ag Committee members view this. Now, Chris Chin, director of the Missouri Department of Agriculture, is a fifth-generation farmer in Clarence, Missouri. He told committee there's still a need for the EPA to cooperate with states and producers. In particular, Chin said the EPA's effort launched in 2021 to improve compliance with the Endangered Species Act has been a sore spot for the state regulators who want to work hand in hand with the agency. Unfortunately, in part due to substantial legal challenges, the National Association of State Departments of Ag members are concerned that the EPA Office of Pesticide Programs has produced regulations and frameworks that will have substantial negative impacts on our nature's farmers and ranchers. The EPA has been working on comprehensive plans to address the Endangered Species Act compliance, and that has resulted in the release of vulnerable species pilot projects and a herbicide strategy. Chin said the work plan for the framework of the EPA's approach are, quote, overly burdensome and unworkable for both pesticide applicators and the state enforcement agencies. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're picking up where we left off, talking about the House Ag Committee and a hearing with farmers and ag industry officials about the EPA. Chris Chin, who's the Missouri Department of Agriculture director, said that when it comes to dicamba, there are concerns that the agency would not have enough time to complete a robust review and registration in time for dicamba to be available for the 2025 growing season. A federal court in recent months vacated dicamba's registration for the over-the-top uses, and the EPA then took took emergency action to allow the use of existing dicamba stocks for 2024. Now, in response to stakeholders calling for the agency to prioritize that registration, Chin told the committee member the EPA made the point that its ability to meet statutory deadlines for pesticide applications is limited by its budget. However, just as states are not exempt from meeting their statutory requirements for implementation, enforcement, and inspection activities when the funding is tight, the EPA should also be held accountable to continue its work. Now, in addition, Chin said farmers and states still are waiting for the EPA to make more clarifications about the Water of the U.S. rule after the Sackett versus EPA ruling in the Supreme Court last year. After that ruling, the EPA finalized an amended rule addressing the issues raised in the Sackett case. That amended rule continues to be the subject of ongoing litigation. And the regulated community, now 1 year post-Sackett, is still waiting for the agency to fully implement the court's decision into their WOTUS rule. Now, as a result of ongoing litigation, more than half of the states are currently adhering to a pre-2015 WOTUS regulatory regime, while 23 states have implemented the final conforming rule that went into effect last fall. The agency's inaction and inability to hold clear and transparent defined WOTUS is deeply troubling for all stakeholders and holds states in limbo with a patchwork of litigation and regulations. In terms of pesticide concern, Rebecca Larson, who's the chief scientist and vice president of government affairs for the Western Sugar Cooperative, told the committee that there are concerns that the recent EPA actions will, quote, eliminate or fundamentally change the way pesticides can be used. In particular, she said the agency's Endangered Species Act draft herbicide strategy was, quote, completely unworkable, especially for small farms. American farmers are in desperate need of new pesticides, yet the EPA is imposing new regulations limiting the use of existing pesticides and delaying the approval of new products, she said. The draft strategy overestimated exposure, species sensitivity, and critical habitat size. She told the committee, while it underestimated the benefit of climate smart practices and failed to include the appropriate offset options. She pointed out that much of this could have been avoided if the EPA Office of Pesticide Programs had better farmer engagement prior to that rollout. She said our industry submitted extensive constructive comments to the EPA, and subsequently EPA increased its engagement with USDA and producer groups, including ours, and in their recent revised proposal, the EPA is addressing some unworkable portions of the strategy, like erosion mitigation, but excessive spray buffer distances remain problematic, and without change, significant producer cropland will be lost to overly conservative spray buffers. This will be an interesting story to follow as it moves forward and see if the House Ag Committee can have any positive direction when it comes to working with the EPA. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.